That was Chris Layer, flutist and pipes player, originally from Lafayette, and now the director and founder of the new New Harmony Music Festival and School, which takes place Sunday, July 8th through Saturday, July 14th in New Harmony, Indiana. And before we hear more about the festival, Chris, I'd like to know what you played and a little about your instrument.
The tune I played on the flute is a piece of Swedish music called Spelman's Glädje, which means the fiddler's joy, actually, or fiddler's pleasure. And the flute I played it on is made of boxwood, which is a very light or blonde-colored wood. It's like privet. It grows very slowly. And it's a six-key simple system flute. So essentially, it's a flute that would have been used before 1840. They're often referred to as Irish flutes today, but they are a fully chromatic concert instrument. They just predate the modern metal flute. The wood was cut off the estate of Zachary Taylor many years ago in Virginia by the flute maker Patrick Olwell, who also lives in Virginia. So they were cutting these trees down, and he was able to tame the wood. And I like the instrument quite a lot, too. And I also play the Highland pipes and the Scottish small pipes and the Uilleann pipes. Folks here in Lafayette and West Lafayette have seen some of my music over the years.
How did you choose New Harmony?
I was invited to visit New Harmony a year ago to act as a bagpiper for a memorial service for Jane Blaffer Owen. She was an heiress and married into the Owen family, who were essentially the descendants of the second utopian community in New Harmony. She brought her family and her family's wealth to New Harmony, and also her own love for sculpture, for architecture. There are amazing pieces of architecture and sculpture and gardens and fountains. The trees are well cared for. All 10 by 10, 10 blocks by 10 blocks of New Harmony is a garden. I had been looking for a home for a summer school of music, this cross-disciplinary idea of classical and traditional music. And I began to see these incredible acoustic venues, the 1859 Thralls Opera House seats 175 people. The Richard Meyer Athenaeum seats about 120 people. So our concerts are small.
Can you give us just a brief rundown of the concert lineup?
Tuesday night is a free concert for the people of the town. Wednesday is a contra dance. We're going to be playing some of the music from the Working Men's Institute Library. So we're actually going to play some of the harmonist music for the contra dance on Wednesday. Thursday is an open jam session at the local coffee house. Friday is our opening night, so to speak. We'll be doing, there'll be some Bach. I think there's Fritz Kreisler on that, so there's some solo violin material. And a couple of new works by our improvisation teacher, Maz Swift. And then also Saturday night, we're going to have a wonderful quartet, string quartet, the Haydn Lark Quartet, which is one of my faves. Very light, beautiful piece of music.
So if people want more information past this interview, then they can get to your website.
And yes.
Can they also purchase tickets there?
Yes. Tickets are available online at newharmonymusicfest.com. They can also telephone us at 888-242-0226. Or they can, if they're interested in the school, you can also pay your school tuition online as well. And that's newharmonymusicfest.com.